Okay, everybody, we are live right now with Sam Malachi, one of the greatest growers in all of Canada, probably most likely the world. So,
thank you.
Well, I'm just stating the honest truth, and I never actually sat face to face with a lot of the growers that medical marijuana patients get their medicine from. So this is an experience for me and the people viewing to actually have their questions answered. So first off, what's New Age Clinics?
New Age Clinics are a new style of clinics coming up that we're trying to help people get off the opiates and try and get them onto marijuana products.
All right.
And by extracting, for example, the THC and using the CBDs, CBNs, which our body naturally produces, and or have the THC included.
Yeah.
And depending on the person, the individual, the ailment, so we have the smoking abilities, and we have other products that are available. New Age clinics are set up to, they're designed basically to help people, educate people on the uses and get them off their opiates and or heroin, street drugs, and
so
try
to
get them back to our normal life.
Run the gamut of like anything from just, say for instance, if somebody is a street drug user and not heroin, but they're a cocaine user and they want to get off that, there's an avenue for them even in this clinic.
Oh, sure there is. Definitely.
That's exactly, because a lot of people just assume that, okay, well, you guys are talking opiates, heroin. Is this just for the downers? This
no.
This is for the entire gamut. The range is infinite, as people would say.
Oh, definitely. It can be from street drugs to pharmaceutical drugs. Anything that alters the body's mind, body, I will try and do whatever I can to get them on marijuana instead of the addictive drugs that they're using now.
I got a question for people with that are in depression and taking some sort of SSRI or SSRI suppressant or something like that. Is there a way for them to wean themselves off that medication and find a suitable strain or capsule or type of product that you guys provide that could help with them besides the naturopathic way, like the 5-HTP supplements and stuff like
sure.
that?
Sure. Yeah. All you have to do is smoke some sativa.
Oh, yes.
It's very simple. There's sativa and indica.
Now for the rookies at home, let's explain the sativa and indica.
Well, the sativa, basically, the sativa is more of a body, where the indica would give you more of a head high, more of a down, where the sativa gives you more of an uplift.
Okay, so it's pretty much just they're almost polar opposites. The one, like if you were to smoke, let me think of indica, like a yeah, pretty much all kushes are indicas, but even they're kind of out of the indica category in and of themselves because they're an entirely different strain, the Afghanica, right?
That's right. The hash plant, basically.
Yeah.
Now, anybody that knows hash, pot, indica, there you go. That's where you're comparing. You're comparing hash with the indica,
okay.
For example.
We got some ladies coming in. Back. Right on in the back. Sorry about that, folks. We are live and have people coming in and checking out the place for everything. So what are some of the main products that you guys are going to be providing here? Because I was telling them about the cream that you had given me and I had frostbite from a photo shoot, and I put the cream and literally the next day I woke up, it was gone. The next night I put it on again, and I got the sensitivity back.
Well, that's the advantages to extractions.
That's all it is. You're just extracting what's already there. Adding anything.
We're not adding anything to it. All that is a cream that contains CBD, CBNs, which is naturally in your body. You see, understandably, THC is the phobia. That's the high.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, being realistic, the difference between medical and recreational, let's not confuse the two.
Yeah.
Because once we I'm either there's something wrong with me, or I just want to sit back and relax and enjoy the night with the wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever the case might be.
Yeah.
And you take it from there. But as far as the extractions go, our body naturally contains CBD and CBNs. It's part of our defense mechanism that we have in our body already. We don't have in our body is a THC.
Yeah.
So by extracting, for example, let's say we make butter.
Okay.
Now, I'm pretty sure at one time or another, be it in college or university, or tried making cookies or brownies. And, well, if you notice, that taking one of those lasts you 6 to 8 hours.
Yeah.
Or if you smoked a joint, it lasts you 2 hours.
If that.
And then if it's half decent, maybe, but if it's garbage, you're gonna have to smoke 5 joints just to get high.
Exactly. And that's another reason why people have taken to the vaporizing, which is a completely different effect altogether. Another one where it's just the strangest thing that is about this drug. I hate calling marijuana a drug, but it's the stuff that it's capable of, and how many different ways and different values that has. Like,
well, values. I mean, I'm a prime example. I'm a prime test case. I had blood disorder. That's gone. I had diabetes. That's gone. And that wasn't from any pills that the doctors gave me. That wasn't from anything else but marijuana products that I developed.
Really? Holy shit.
So, I mean, when the government and doctors say, hey, listen, I don't know anything about it. And I ask the doctor, well, how'd you get your license?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we got receptors that produce CBD and CBNs, and you don't know anything about that? I have to question that ability of that doctor.
Yeah.
Or he should go back to school and learn about cannabinology.
Again, and this has become a big thing now. So a lot of doctors will have to go back and learn this science, because
it's not science. It's there. It's part of the human anatomy. You should know this.
No, but I'm saying the science of the
cannabinology and what cannabinoids can do for you.
Exactly. That's what I was talking about. Yeah. As like the science, because a lot of these people, they've only ever seen pot in a recreational setting.
Right.
So when you throw the word medical in front of something, they
automatically assume that there's something different to it.
And there isn't. It's the exact same stuff that you're...
Exactly. That's why I said...
Your corner drug dealer...
Don't get confused between medical and recreational.
Exactly.
It's the same thing. Okay?
Exactly.
There's no difference, except for governmental-wise, this is for medical reasons, and that's how they're gonna take it for granted, medical. Now then there's the street use, there's the compassion clubs, there's the black market.
Yeah.
It's all the same pot. Can't say all the same, because mine's the best, but that's besides the point. Sorry about that.
Well, no, I agree with you.
All you have to do is go to newagemedicalsolutions.com, and all you people out there can see my building, see the pot, see the buds, and it shows you right there.
And that's another thing that's... specific to you is the transparency with your operation. You're completely open to because you have nothing to hide. You're not doing anything to alter the grow process. You're just following the guidelines that you've created for your business.
I'm following the guidelines of the government. And as far as I'm concerned, under at least our charter, I can do what I want with my body.
Yes.
Okay, what my body needs, my body needs. What my body's, I think, is good for my body is a lot better than what is prescribed to me by the doctors.
Oh, of course.
For the addictions that I went through, through the liver disorder that I ended up, from pharmaceutical medication, and if it wasn't for the marijuana, I'd be dead. I'd be dead today. And doctors can confirm that. I should have been dead over 5 years ago.
Holy shit.
So if it wasn't for the use of marijuana, you wouldn't be talking to me right now, and these viewers wouldn't be seeing me.
Wow. So...
And I do have medical history to show that, so... Yeah, nobody can tell me what marijuana can do for somebody.
When you mentioned the government, what pushback have they...
It's a smoke and mirror campaign. I mean, they're just, you know, manipulating, lying, and, you know, giving you one story, giving you another story. They let the program get out of hand.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be realistic. Who can smoke 150 grams of pot a day?
Well, let's touch on this a little bit. You and I have had some conversations in private, and you threw some, like, drastic statistics. I was utterly shocked about... The contracting that is going on, and how poorly the pot is being maintained or even harvested correctly.
Well, Prairie Plant System, as you know, is the government contractor.
Yes, Prairie Plant Systems is the
what government. We have here is you got a company that the government paid $16.6 million to produce X amount of pot for them. Now, with the private sector coming in, they've extended their contract by another year and given them $10 million more. And it's like, well, if you only sold 16% of the contract, where's the other 84% of the pot?
Yeah.
So our taxpayers' dollars are gone out the window and nobody knows where it is.
So they literally let... What was the number?
Total figure is $26.6 million.
And they just wasted that. They literally pissed it away.
Well, how many schools, how many hospitals, how much of our social net does Harper want to destroy?
Yeah.
You know, he wants to put sick people in jail. He's
Which
building more
no
prisons
sense.
To put people in prison where you've got people that are driving on 80 milligram Oxycontins, for crying out loud. And you're really worried about somebody smoking a joint?
Oh, yeah. And that's another thing. That's a real touchy subject now, is because there's been recently a campaign I found out about, and what they're trying to do now is set a limit to the amount of THC that you can have in your bloodstream, and if you're over this amount in your bloodstream, then you're now driving under the influence, and you can be charged with a DUI. I think that's in California.
Yeah, and still, how do you regulate that? What do you have to do, take a blood test?
Yeah, that's what they said.
I mean,
it'll be a blood test.
And to have it in law and have a blood test, that's, to me, inconceivably, and it's against the rights. I will not let anybody put a needle in my arm.
Especially on the side of the road.
You know, no way. It's not going to happen. Not where I come from.
See, that's the thing where in the States, they don't have such a pushback that we do here. So it's kind of a shame, A, and B, it's a waste.
Total waste. It's a total waste of people. It's been like 14 years. I've dedicated my life to this program.
Yeah.
And I fought it many times, and it's not like I've never been to Ottawa. I have tried to get our government to understand what this is good for, what the uses are for. The website clearly shows the studies that have been published, both in the U.S., U.K., Canada. I mean, when you get studies, even out of Israel, that state that marijuana reduces the tumor and cancer. So obviously, you look at the Bible, for example. And it's quoted in the Bible, the plant of life.
Yeah.
And there it is. Now, and the reason why...
I've had this conversation with my mother, and she's just like, "That's how do you know that's what they were talking
it's
about?
It's in the Bible. If I had one here, I'd yeah. show you the script.
They talk about a plant that can heal all and cure all. And
what we're doing here is we're hurting the pharmaceutical companies.
Yes.
Now, as our society is right now, it's becoming so dependent
upon opiates
medication that nobody goes to the doctors and say, "Well, what's this going to do to me if I take this for this much period of time? Am I going to get stomach problems? Are my bowels going to stool up? Am I going to run into liver disorders? Am I going to run into kidney problems?" Yeah. We've only got two filters. And so, you know, the more chemicals are there, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Our bodies are not geared for all these chemicals.
And that's the major thing.
You know, you get a chemical for you get a chemical for depression, you get a chemical for sleep, you get a it's more chemicals.
Yeah.
And next thing you know it, you become dependent on some of these pills. And before you know it, you're addicted. Then you either end up in a rehab center or divorcing your wife or girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever the case might be.
Yeah.
And you run into social problems. And that's why I said our social net is being destroyed.
Oh, and people need to realize that. And I don't think they are. Because it's either, that's not happening to me. It's not affecting my life, so I don't really care. And the other part of it is this, you have this hipster society, which is just like, well, I'm here to serve me only. So
well, it's always woe me. But you know, like I'm blaming the world for my problems. No, accept what you did.
Yeah.
Take responsibility for what you did, legally or illegally. And once you do that, you will become a better person.
Oh yeah.
But you can't expect a person who's addicted to any kind of street narcotics or opiates that have been given pharmaceutically to be a normal person.
Yeah.
Because they're not. They've obviously had their minds altered by the medications that have been given to them,
mm-hmm.
which in turn is going to cause them to fight with their wives and children,
is
going to cause them to divorce and separate and cause a big social dilemma. Then the women are on social assistance, and the husband, poor guy, is out there working to feed himself and his wife's new boyfriend and whatnot. It's the same old story. And that's our social net being destroyed.
I just found out. I had it on the wrong microphone the whole time. It's been recording. Don't worry. I watched the levels, but that's why I was...
That's a good thing, though, because you didn't pick up any of that noise.
Yes, that's a good thing. Yes, we can hear everything, but I didn't hit Yeti down here, but now I got it. We're good.
Sorry about that, everybody.
Sorry. We fixed it. We got the scenario. I didn't click Yeti. I apologize. These mics are brand new. I got them yesterday.
Has anybody got any questions out there they need answered?
Well, that's another thing. There's been a few people who I've been tweeting with back and forth, and I believe PuffMama420 from Twitter had said that there's six other clinics, something like how it's the setup is here, except they're not. I guess that it's a reputable business, or it's kind of a shiftiness. I didn't get too much information because it was Toronto specifically.
Well, there's lots of clinics.
Oh yeah.
The services that we're trying to provide is we're doing handicapped people.
Yeah.
They're not as mobile as a lot of other people are. So we're trying to provide the service. And we're not saying we're the only one, but there's lots of clinics here that are bigger buildings. They have more offices. They can afford to do that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm only one guy trying to help as many people as I can. Now, I mean, if I had more money, then sure, I'd build a 100,000 square foot building and bring in all kinds of doctors. But at least I got same day service for blood, same day service for X-rays, same day service for ultrasounds. What more can I ask for?
And just so now that we have the mics working, let's go over the products that you guys actually provide here again, because there's the creams, there's...
Well, right now, as it stands, in Canada, we're not allowed to extract.
You're not allowed to extract?
We're not allowed. Not yet.
Not yet, but that's soon.
Right now, the only thing we get right now is we get research and development licenses.
Yeah.
That are being issued by people who are looking to become producers.
Yeah.
And by that means that we can finally start doing more studies and research under the government's regime.
Yes.
And we get the universities involved, then we publish them, and then we go for our DIN numbers.
Yeah.
I can't really state, I wouldn't want to state over there what we have, because it's our intellectual properties, and I don't want to expose that too much. I mean, the arthritic hand cream, I've already stated that.
Yeah.
And it's instant relief. I've already stated the butter. Butter's not an extraction. I mean, how can you put butter and pop together? You separate it?
A lot of these things that... I'm a fan of the Joe Rogan podcast, and he's a big proponent of medical marijuana. And the one thing that is apparently really big in California is they got breath strips and stuff like that. Once you get to the extraction process, there's so many things you can do with the bloody stuff.
And we've already done that.
Yeah.
We've already done our private known studies.
Yeah.
And like I said, I was a human guinea pig.
And you said it yourself. You got the health records. You said it. You're supposed to be dead 5 years back, and we wouldn't be having this conversation, and these people wouldn't have this clinic to go to.
No, not just this one. There is other ones.
Yes. So you guys have one in Abbotsford, too, I believe,
yes.
Right?
What we're trying to do is just try and look. We're looking at the handicap that, like I said, that doesn't have the mobility to go from here 10 miles, 15 miles down the road for a blood test, and then go another 15 miles, 20 miles for an ultrasound.
Yeah.
You know, so we're trying to do everything in-house or close by as possible. So
All right. The
services that we provide, there might be other clinics, but how many other clinics are providing doctors that'll come to your house? Dietitians that'll come to your house, interventionists that'll come to your house.
Yes, and one of the best interventions I might add.
I mean, there's not too many clinics that you can go to that'll take you to a rehab center.
Yeah.
And get you detoxed if it's that serious.
If that's what you need, exactly.
I mean, you've got to help yourself too.
Exactly.
It can't be, for example, why you come here monthly to get your blood and urine samples. We can't be doing the opiates and the marijuana at the same time.
It's one or the other.
Because I can't fight your addiction.
Exactly.
It's like,
and you can't beat it either.
No, when somebody starts taking chemo or radiation, I can't really help you because now I'm fighting off poisons on top of the ailment that you have.
Exactly.
So once you start hitting that chemo radiation, you're finished. You might as well just start writing your will and look for a graveyard to go to, because that's what's going to happen. You're going to die.
Wow. So what's the main message that you want people to know?
I want people out there, both in Canada and the U.S., to know that marijuana is not a product or a plant that's normal. There's no plant like it on this earth. It's something that it will help you. It's not there to harm you. There's no addiction to it. There's never been a death occurred by it. Okay, whereas like you can't OD from smoking too much of it.
The only thing you can do is smoke yourself sober.
You get that one moment of depression when you're all messed up in the head. Next thing you know, you grab that bottle of oxys and you just swallow them and you go, bang, you're dead.
Yeah.
Over that.
But you can't do that with a bag of weed. You can sit there with a bag of weed and smoke that entire bag, and you will only become sober at the end of it.
That's it. You might sleep good, but you're not going to die from it.
No, you'll smoke yourself sober. I've done it more than once.
soy. Matter of fact, when we were testing the butter, for example, I made some cookies that I slept for like 2.5 days.
Oh, wow.
You know, I was like, okay.
Well, that's the thing you got to watch with that is you have to, everybody's got their own dosages.
And that's what we did. So in our research, what we've done in the past 6 years is being able to regulate that.
Yeah.
5%, 10%, 15%, 20%. We can go as far as 25% THC.
Yeah, that's the highest stuff out there.
That's the highest that I've been able to come up with is 25% THC.
I think the highest in the world is only 27, so it's not far off. All right, we're going to have to wrap this up, and... anybody who is interested, please get in contact with me through Twitter at Jordan_RealTalk or Spitballing with JT, and you can come down here to New Age
Medical Clinics,
680 Danforth Avenue. They are open till 2:00 today. If you want to come in and see what they can provide for you,
come down and have a coffee.
Yes.
Come down and have a sandwich. Come down and have some lunch.
Yes, food, munchies. Stoners love munchies, so I know there's going to be somebody out there who comes
Jordan,
to get a sandwich.
Thank you for your time.
No problem.
Everybody out there, just keep smoking.
Keep smoking. There you go. You heard it from the man himself. Keep smoking. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
No problem. All right, everybody. That's going to be the end of our broadcast for today. But we will be back with Sam in future episodes, and we will be back with more people from the clinic. We're actually going to see if the clinic manager can join us in a short time. And from there, we can go on. And once again, sorry for the technical issues. Next time, I won't let that happen, all right? Thanks again, and this is JT. Signing off from New Age Medical Clinics, and you could do some research for these guys at newagemedicalsolutions.com. All right, peace out, and for all the fans out there, we are going to have a song that plays us out.
I smoke that green, I regularly be. I'm trying to get high like I'm on a trampoline. You know what I mean? So tell me where it be. So I can sit back and smoke inside my limousine. I'm talking about cheap, I'm like a hyena. I'm looking for bud that's a little more green. A little more mean, the type that tastes right. The type to make me wanna get high all night. Alright! Hey little mama, can you blow it in the air? And I got a big bag with enough of it to spare. Smoke, I said smoke, I said smoke. That fucking tastes good and it smells like heaven, motherfuckers. When you blow it in the air, and I got a big bag with enough of it to spare. Smoke, I said smoke, I said smoke. That fucking tastes good and it smells like heaven. And that's just what I'm getting. I use it as a weapon when I'm writing out my record. I'm blazing up the second, that's why I'm so invested. I always keep you guessing when I'm with the crew I'm repping. I'm talking about Kush, I never smoke Bush. I need a head rush, that's a damn must. I need to smoke up, I need to get fucked. And always be abrupt until I get my damn stuff. I need that herb, the type to get you blurred. To drive and make you swerve and make it hard to speak words. And that's what I prefer, it's never premature. It's always so nice. And it's tasting so pure, for sure. Hey little mama, can you blow it in the air? And I got a big bag with enough of it to spare. Smoke, I said smoke, I said smoke. That fucking tastes good and it smells like heaven, motherfucker. cause when you blow it in the air, and I got a big bag with enough of it to spare. I smoke, it fucking tastes good and it smells like heaven.
Coming equipped, smoke so thick, human eye, they can't see shit. It's like a lunar eclipse, and smoking weed head rounds, I would knock out six. You would last 6 seconds. Kush fuels all 8 of my senses. Black and confused, Kush, bring me to my senses. I rolled it up, she told me once. How much weed is there? I told shorty an ounce. So many names I cannot pronounce. A good day is Kush all day. No Kush on you, homie, I got you. Kush stay closer to Blocker like a tattoo. Every Kush miss to you and I. Kush got me up in the sky, pelican fly, talking like Nicki.
Hey little mama, can you blow it in the air? And I got a big bag with enough of it to spare. Smoke, I said smoke. It fucking tastes good and it smells like heaven, motherfuckers. When you blow it in the air, and I got a big bag with enough of it to spare. Smoke, I said smoke. It fucking tastes good and it smells like heaven.
Blow it in the air, blow it in the air. Blow it in the air, cause you really don't care. Blow it in the air, blow it in the air. Blow it in the air, cause you really don't care.
I said I smoke Kush in the morning, Kush in the evening, Kush on when the sun goes down, down. Kush in the morning, Kush in the evening, Kush on when the sun goes down, down.
Blow it in the air, blow it in the air. Blow it in the air, cause you really don't care. Blow it in the air. Blow it in the air, blow it in the air, cause you really don't care. Blow it in the air, blow it in the air, blow it in the air, cause you really don't care. Blow it in the air.